Jay, Bruce Kozowski, the recording, sound recording that I have is as follows. My brother was a F-4G Wild Weasel pilot in Desert Storm. After the blackout was lifted after 5 days of the war being begun, he called me and we were talking and I was able to record this on the telephone.
Anyhow, I want to let you know things are all right here. We're dug in pretty well.
Yeah, good.
I had a real good mission yesterday. So,
well, I can't wait to get to see you in person and hear all about it.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, there's some stories. I tell you that.
So how was your first combat sortie?
Well, that one, I was pretty nervous, obviously, but it was fairly quiet where we went on that one.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're all right. And
we were talking about things trivial. As I'm watching CNN and I'm seeing this gut attack come in, my brother says all of a sudden on the phone, he says,
"Okay, I got to go. I'll see you. We just got an alarm."
Well, I didn't put two and two together, but months later I find out that he was attacked at that base.
My name is Al Shoemate, Radford, Virginia. The sound pieces I have are a former POW from Korea, Klaus Johnson.
And they gave us crack corn. Well, I liked it, and other guys didn't. They said it was career summit, but I liked it. Then they gave us rice, and damn rice, though, you know, had these, some, I don't know what you call them, white worm, about the same size of a grain of rice, of course, cook. And the only way you could tell it from the rice grain, just looking, was each worm had a little black spot, you know, that went in. Or, I guess, for each grain of rice, you had maybe three or four of these little white worms. And you couldn't separate, you know, you'd pour it in, you'd boil it, you'd scoop off the ones that scooped to come to the top. And the rest, you still had a couple for each grain of rice. Eat that damn wormy, sour rice, you know, and get your teeth in there and come warm out, you know.
My name's Will Gillespie, and what I have is a tape that my uncle made of my great-grandfather a good 25 years ago before he died, and he fought in World War I. And it's a tape about his experience in World War I and the battle at Cantigny. And he tells about getting stuck in no man's land. He was stuck in no man's land for 5 days.
Well, I was left out there about 150 yards from the Germans and about 600 yards from my men. So the second day I crawled back where I'd left our men, I found some water in fellas' canteen where they'd been killed. About daylight, I decided to crawl back to our trenches. I crawled back across the wheat field, wheat up about thigh high. I stayed in the thickest part of the wheat. I dragged myself a piece, and I was wounded in both legs and one arm. One leg was shot all to pieces. I got back close to the trench, and I hollered for help. I heard some fella talking a little, and then a fella came crawling out toward me, had his hand grenade, a couple of hand grenades in one hand, 45 in the other. So he took hold of me and drug me back to the trench, and they lifted me over in the trench, the other boys did. They'd been watching me for 2 hours, had a machine gun trained on me, waiting to see what it was coming through the wheat.
It's funny to hear his voice and the way they talked back then, because he did grow up here in the upstate of South Carolina. If he hadn't have made it back alive, nobody in my family would have been born, because my grandfather had not been born yet. So his making it back alive caused directly for 20 other people to be born.
A small sampling of recordings sent to us by listeners and prepared by our Washington, D.C. Quest for Sound team, Art Silverman, Darcy Bacon, and Kate Volkman. I'm Jay Allison, your curator. Oh, one more found sound in the spirit of today's presentation. It's from the Vincent Voice Library in East Lansing, Michigan, dug out of the shelves by Maurice Crane. the song Over There, sung with the unmistakable verve of Enrico Caruso.
We'll be over, we are turning over, and we won't fall.